The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My few words today relate to the second reading that is offered. I was reminded of a story told by William Williamson in his book, The Gospel for the Person Who Was Everything. It tells a story about a young boy who was just 4 years old, who asked on the occasion of his fifth birthday, his mother asked what kind of a birthday party he would like. And he wanted to have everybody dressed up as a king or a queen. So he and his mother went to work, fashioning a score of silver crowns, cardboard and aluminium foil, purple robes, crepe paper, and royal scepters, sticks painted gold. On the day of the party, the guests arrived, and each was given a royal crown, a robe and a scepter, and were thus dressed as king or queen. It was a royal sight, all the kings and queens gathered. Everyone had a wonderful time. They ate ice cream and cake and had a procession up to the top of the street and back. And then it was all over, and everyone who had been royal had a wonderful day. That evening, as the young boy Clayton and his mum, he got ready for bed, and as his mum tucked him in, she asked, "How did he enjoy the day? What did he wish for as he blew out the candles on his cake?" And he said, "I wish that everyone in the whole world could be king or queen, not just on my birthday, but every day." My friend, the writer of the book, Williamson, closed his story by saying, "For Clayton, baptism shows us something very much like this can happen, and it happened one day on Calvary. We who were nobodies became somebodies. Those who were no people became God's people. The wretched of the earth became royalty." Now that's a marvelous image with which to speak to baptism. I think baptism doesn't always get the emphasis or respect that it deserves. I've celebrated many baptisms, some here, but many, many baptisms at home. And I often wonder at the baptism, do the parents who have asked for their child to be baptized really understand the significance and importance of what they ask? For a number of weeks now, we haven't had baptisms here in Holy Family because we've been trying to be distant and stay safe. I wonder, will absence make the heart grow fonder? It's at the heart of the Christian understanding of life and needs to be understood by all Christians. There has been an unbroken tradition from the time of the New Testament to today, the practice of baptism. With the exception of the Quakers and I think the Salvation Army, all churches fundamentally agree that baptism marks the entry and identifies us as a person of the body of Christ. In baptism, we are crowned as a people of God. This week, we might take a moment to reflect on how and where do we wear our crown? Do we just wear the crown on special occasions, or is it really part of who we are? A thought to reflect upon. This morning, as I mentioned at the start, I wanted to take a moment to confirm what you might have heard by email. You may have heard a quite short notice decision that I return to Ireland. I just wanted to let you know that it's nothing that Father Dennis said, or it's nothing that Father Dennis cooked that made me decide I had to leave the country. My departure's for far more practical reasons. I've enjoyed my time here in Holy Family. I've experienced a great welcome, and you have been so kind and generous to me over the year that I've been here, and I'm most thankful for that. And I know there's people at home who are watching live stream and cannot be here physically present, and just to say thanks to those as well who can't be here this morning. About a year ago, I would have hoped to stay much longer in the United States. But for very practical reasons, it necessitated that I change my mind. My hopes to come here in 2008 were thwarted by my visa application going for administrative processing that took over 6 months. And it resulted in my being out of work in Ireland for over a year. This same visa needs to be renewed in November. And it sounds like restrictions are tightening rather than lightening. And I could possibly end up in the same situation again. If my visa were renewed and I came back, the very next action I would need to take is to apply for residency or a green card. And we've all heard about the news of residency and green cards. So, huge amount of uncertainty if I decided to stay a little longer. Another aspect of the decision is I spent 3 months trying to contact the Archdiocese, the office that looks after priests, but my efforts failed dismally. I found out by chance that if I stayed longer term, I might also have difficulties in my retirement years, as I wouldn't have worked long enough in the Archdiocese to live here. The priests in Ireland, the system by which we live and retire is just very different. It's not that there's an unfair system here, it's just two very different systems. On Wednesday, late at night, I heard of the possibility that on July 1st, Europe would close its borders to America and other countries because of the coronavirus epidemic here. Sadly, the pandemic, despite our efforts, seems to be out of control. If I stayed and couldn't leave by November, I'd then become an illegal alien and could never return. So on Wednesday night late, I got a ticket to return to Ireland and hope to make flight connections tomorrow morning. If I can get to New York by tomorrow afternoon, I can get out before the... Get out sounds like a war situation. I can leave from New York tomorrow. If I don't make the connection, I could be back here tomorrow celebrating Mass. So time runs short. I wanted to thank Cambria Parish Life Director and Clem and Dennis and the Pastoral Centre and the school staff for the support during the year. I've also met a new circle of friends. The year living with Father Dennis was a great learning experience. From morning to night, there was always great fun. Father Dennis is quite the cook. He can achieve remarkable results with a tin of beans. I've enjoyed the many beautiful liturgies here, and I'm inspired by your great faithfulness, the great faith and the support that you offer us, or offer me as a priest here working in Holy Family, and offer the parish too, with your prayers and your financial support. We've all been tested in recent weeks when we couldn't be together in the church, but every cloud has a silver lining. People who never heard of Holy Family Parish are now live stream parishioners. Tomorrow morning, I begin my journey to New York and then, as I said, on to Dublin. As I make my departure, I want to wish Cambria, Monsignor Clem, Father Dennis, every blessing in their ministries and all those who minister through the pastoral centre. As I make my journey home, I ask that you keep me in your prayers as I remember and promise to keep you in mine. So thank you all, everyone.